This coverage of the Global Conversation on Change is brought to you by BrightRock, the first ever needs matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
I ran into somebody really interesting who has a South African connection, and that is the thing about divorce. You start talking to people, I just shared a table, and then you find out there's a South African link. And he is Stefan Klebert, the Chief Executive Officer of GEA. And so tell us again, what does it stand for?
GEA is a company producing machineries and processes for the food and beverage industry, also for pharmaceuticals. And we say it stands for a Global Engineering Alliance. Even if that is not the real name, it is a very complicated German expression. But if you remember Global Engineering Alliance, you are right.
And you say you are in South Africa?
We're also based in, located in South Africa. Yes, we have a subsidiary in South Africa. We are all over the world. We are a 5 billion euro business with about 20,000 people worldwide. So we are present in all major and important countries.
And in what application in South Africa?
For instance, we do, we sell milking robots, so for farms, so dairy farms, that they can milk the cows automatically. It's also very advanced in terms of digitization, so the cow has a transponder, we know her name, let's say, we know how many milk they normally give, we know if she was here at the milking robot already today or not, and many things we know about the cows.
So can you say Daisy's unhappy today, she didn't give enough milk?
Yeah, absolutely. And we also can find out in the movement pattern if she if it is the right time to get pregnant again for her.
That is incredible. So we're in South Africa. Can you just tell me exactly the application in South Africa?
We also do a lot of yogurt lines, for instance, for South African producers, or milk powder factories. We do coffee, build complete breweries. We do pasta lines. We do chicken McNugget lines. We produce, we are world market leader in olive oil, which is not in South Africa, of course, but I'm sure that also people in South Africa are drinking olive oil. This is mainly made on our machines. Every third liter of milk worldwide is running through our machines. Every second liter of beer is running through our machines. We are also in the wastewater treatment. We have decanters for the marine industry. So it's really a huge, huge portfolio with very sophisticated and high technology engineering.
South Africa at the moment is going through a problem with growth. Is there a vision for you that you can grow your business in South Africa?
Yeah, I think first of all we are depending on the population. When population is growing, our customers have a higher demand to supply, and then also they invest in machineries and processes. Then we see also that the behavior of human being, what they eat, is changing much quicker than in the past. That also triggers a demand to have new production lines, be it Greek yogurt or whatever, instead of yogurt with a lot of sugar and things like that. So.
Don't you find it less sugar at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. At the moment it's a lot of trend. We also deliver to all these companies which are trying to produce alternative proteins instead of meat, for instance. So they are all working with our company.
So you can spot trends before anybody else from these orders. In other words, the world is going less sugar, more towards veganism.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we are very much involved in the ideas from our customers. They see what the trends are in the market. They give normally the consumer the choice, so no big company is pushing, I would say, alternative food, but they try to find out what does the market need, and then they also talk to us how they can produce it.
Well, thank you so much for speaking
to
me.
You're welcome.
Stephen Klebert from GEA. Thank you.
Thank you very much.